the sugya of whether riding an animal is sufficient means to acquire the animal. So we are here on Zion Amud Beis. I'm sorry, Ches Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom. Tashma, come and hear a proof, which the Gemara thinks is going to prove that riding an animal is not enough to acquire it. So we're talking here about acquiring the lost object. And the Braisa says, Shnayim shehayu moshchin bagamal umanhigim bachamor. If you have two people pulling a camel, or two people leading a donkey, they each claim that they found the donkey or the camel. Oh, shaya echad moshech. Or one person is pulling the animal, the echad manhig, and one is leading. Midazos kan. If this is what's happening, then they acquire. In this way, they acquire. If they're both pulling the camel, or both leading the donkey, or one is pulling and one is leading. Rabbi Yehuda says, Olam lo kana, one does not acquire the lost animal, achetei meshicha bagamal, unless one pulls the camel, anhaga bachamor, and leads the donkey.
Different animals?
Apparently, that's right. Because as the Gemara will explain, the normal way of making a donkey move is by leading it, and the normal way of making a camel move is by dragging it. So if he did it in an unusual way, he wouldn't acquire. Katani Mias, but going back to this Braisa, did say, Oshaya Echad Moshech, the Echad Manhig. Another way for them to acquire would be one person pulling and one person leading, implying Moshech Umanhigin. If you have pulling, if you have leading, then you can acquire the lost object. Avol Rachav Lo, but to be riding on the animal, that's not enough to acquire it. So you see that riding does not acquire, and that's a proof to what we were saying yesterday. We said yesterday that riding on an animal doesn't acquire. We said if the rider is digging his feet into the sides of the animal, so his riding is also a propelling of the animal forward, then that would acquire. But here we're seeing that just simple riding is not enough to acquire. So the Gemara said, it's not a proof. Look, who had in dafilu rachav? Maybe even riding would acquire. I wanted the Braisa to speak about leading and pulling and not riding. Adiktani Moshe Chumanig. The reason why the Tanakhama said you could have one person pulling and another person leading. Lafukim Rabbi Yehuda. To say that would work, like, unlike the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that for the camel, you have to be pulling it. For the donkey, you can only acquire it if you're leading it. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush of the Tanakhama. Dafilu Ipchanami Kani. Tanakhama is of the opinion that even if the donkey is being pulled, and even if the camel is being led, also you acquire those animals. So the Gemara asks Ihaki, if that's the view of the Tanakhama, that it doesn't really matter what type of moving it forward, whether you are leading it or pulling it, either way you acquire. Ihaki, if that's the case, the Arvinu v'lisninu, it should have mixed in all the cases together and taught about all of them. It should have said like this. Shnayim shahayu moshchim, if two are pulling, or manhigim, or leading, bein begamul, bein bechamor, whether they are doing this to a lost donkey or a lost camel, then they acquire it, and it's both of theirs. So Gemara says the reason why it didn't do that is that ika chad sad lo kani. There's one scenario, it's not clear yet which, one scenario, maybe leading of a donkey or pulling of a donkey, which doesn't acquire. We are on Daf Tesamud Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 lines down. Ikachad sad, there's one scenario, delokani, that doesn't acquire. Ikada Amri, some say, Neshicha b'chamor. According to the Tanakhama, the one side that doesn't acquire, that's the pulling of a donkey. Ikada Amri, others say, Hanhaga b'gamal. Leading of a camel is not a means of acquisition. The is the most of misefa. Now there are others who look at this brisa. Again, Shmuel had taught us yesterday that we know there's a concept called meshicha, pulling an animal. Shmuel said that rochev, a person riding an animal, is not meshicha, is not pulling an animal. So if somebody's riding on an animal, that's not means to acquire it. But the Gemara ended up saying yesterday, if the riding is also pushing the animal forward, he's not just on the back of the animal, but his feet are dug into the sides of the animal, and that's what's making the animal move, that is meshicha. That's pulling the animal, and that would acquire. So we're trying to bring a proof to Shmuel that riding alone doesn't acquire. Istemosiv miseifa. There are those who brought the proof to Shmuel from the end of the Braisa. The Braisa said, again, the view of the Tanakhama, that two people who are leading, or two people who are pulling, acquire the donkey or the camel. So the Braisa said, the midazu kana, in this way they acquire. And it says, in this way they acquire. The mutei mai, to say what other activity would not acquire. Lavam utei rachov, isn't that the point? If they're pulling the animal, or if they're leading the animal, and that's why the animal's moving, they acquire the animal. But if they're riding on the animal, then they don't acquire it. Lo, that's not the point. Lim utei ipcha, the point was, in this way they acquire, but not the other way. So in other words, if they're pulling the camel, they acquire. If they're leading the donkey, they acquire. But if they're pulling the donkey and leading the camel, then they wouldn't acquire. Yach, if that's what the Tanakhama says, Han Rabbi Yehuda, that's really the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, you only acquire if you pull the camel and or lead the donkey. So the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is tzad echad zelo kana. There's one scenario that doesn't acquire. And they argue about that one scenario. Ista amri, there are those who say, meshicha b'chamor. They argue about pulling a donkey. Ikad amri, others say no. They argue about hanhaga b'gamal, leading the camel. But yes, they do agree that there is a scenario that only works with one and doesn't work with the other. And about the other one, they argue whether it works with both.
So at the end of the day, Rabbi, what is it exactly?
Someone's
riding and
leading the donkey, pulling the
There's a difference between pulling the animal
versus
walking ahead and the animal following you.
Which animal do you talk, donkey or camel?
We say donkeys you need to pull, and camels...
The other way around.
I'm sorry.
You got to pull the camel.
You have to pull the camel, and you lead the donkey.
And lead the donkey. So then you are owner.
That's for sure. Uh-huh. That for sure would be an owner.
perfectly pull the donkey also.
Right, well, that's well. We're not sure, right?
That always works.
You pull the donkey, he goes backwards.
That's Arabs.
So now again, Shmuel's of the opinion that riding an animal does not acquire the animal. Tashma, come here. Proof we learned. Echad rachav al hachamor. One person is riding this donkey. Ve'echad tafas b'moseira, but somebody else is holding the reins. Then it was a lost donkey. So zekana hachamor, the guy on the donkey acquired the donkey. Zekana moseira, the guy with the reins acquired the reins. So shmamina. So you see, actually, from here against Shmuel, that rachav kani, that riding is sufficient means to be considered pulling and acquiring the animal. So Moshe said, no, this is not a regular, this is not a simple riding. This is the riding where he was digging his feet into the sides of the animal and propelling the animal forward. He's leading the animal through his feet. If so, if the guy on the animal is leading it with his feet, so that's why he's acquiring the animal, he should also acquire the reins of the animal, because that's part of the animal. Amos, you're right. This one has acquired the donkey and half of the reins. Then the one holding the other part of the reins, Kanachati Moseira, acquired half of the reins. One second. Bishlam Rachav Kani, the Kamagbale Ben Das. I can understand that the guy riding should acquire the animal and part of the reins, because even though he didn't lift up all of the reins, the other guy also lifted the reins. So the reins have been lifted. Elatafas Ben Moseira. But the guy who's holding on to the reins, to my cunny, how is he going to acquire? He's just picking up part of the reins. The other part is still in the head of the animal. Again, as we've learned yesterday, in order to acquire, you need to lift up the stolen object fully. I'm sorry, the lost object fully. You can't lift up half of it with half of it still being on the floor. Same way, you have to say, the person riding the donkey, Zekana Chamor v'kulei Moseiro, the one riding the donkey and moving the donkey forward acquires the donkey by moving it, plus all of the reins, the Zekani Masha Tafus Biyado. The other one just gets the part of reins that is literally in his hand that he picked up fully. Like I said, one second, hi, Mai, how does this make any sense? Im Tim Tzalomer Magbir Metzio L'Chaveiro. Even if you're going to say that if I pick up a lost object on behalf of Gavriel, Kana Chaveiro, thou Gavriel owns the lost object. That's when I pick it up on behalf of him, and I want him to get it. But here, this man who picked up the reins, he was picking it up for himself. So if you're going to say, Ihu lo kani, he didn't acquire any of the reins. He just got that which is in his hand. So lachrina makni, but what he picked up is going to work for the man on the donkey to acquire it. Rav Ashi said, you're right. Zeh kana chamoru beis page. The person riding the donkey and moving the donkey forward acquires the donkey because he's moving it, plus the top of the reins that are literally by the mouth of the donkey, because that's being moved together with the donkey that he's touching virtually. The Zen, the other one who just picked up the top of the reins, kana masha tafas biyado, whatever's in his hand, vashar, and that which is in between, lo kana lo ze velo ze, neither have acquired.
I don't understand something. If I find a lost eye of Gabriel's donkey, my intention is to return it to him,
only if he has a sign.
But I know it's his donkey. I know it's his donkey.
But he gave up on it. But we know he does. If somebody's item is unmarked, they always despair, and then it's hefker, it's ownerless. All these cases of a lost object are dealing with that which is hefker. Do we need another Gemara, Izzy? Rebbe Vo said, La'olam kidakatani. No, let's go back to what the Braisa said. If two people find a lost donkey, one is riding it, the other one has picked up the reins. The one riding the donkey acquired the donkey, the one holding the reins, picking up the reins, has acquired the reins. So you said, well, I don't understand. Why would he acquire the reins? He didn't pick up the whole reins. The answer is, Hoel v'yachol enatko l'avia etzlo. Since he could pull it out of the mouth of the donkey, so the fact that he lifted it up and he could pull it all into his hand is already considered an act of hagbah and acquiring it. Says the Gemara of Ahadar Bavo, this idea of Rabavo, that you don't actually have to fully lift up the lost object. You lift it up partially, but you have the potential of lifting it fully. That's wrong. Barusu, that's not correct. Ilo teimachi, because if you're going to think that he's correct, talis yimunachas chetzi al gabe karkam, chetzi al gabe amud, if you have a talis that's half on the floor, a lost talis, and half on a pillar, and one guy came and picked up the side that's on the floor, and somebody else came and picked up the side that's on the pillar. Are we going to say that the first one who picked it up from the floor has acquired it because when he picked up that half, he could have pulled the whole thing? It's not true. We wouldn't have said that. The Mishnah should have said that. It never did. This idea of a bavo was wrong. We don't say that if you pick it up and you could have picked it up fully, but you only picked it up half, it's already picked up fully. Picked up fully means picked up fully.
Rabbi, but to acquire the donkey, if there's nobody sitting on it and you grab it by the reins, you can acquire it that fully that way, no?
If you pull it by the reins, you make it move.
Pull it, right. I mean, but if somebody's sitting on it, the one sitting on it is acquiring it, right?
Yeah, that's what we said, but we said maybe not. Maybe it's not that he's sitting and he's kicking it, so he's making it move. When he makes it move, that's what he acquires. That's the mashicha, that's the pulling.
Yeah, but the animals, if they're domesticated, you treat them differently, am I right? I mean, it doesn't make a difference if they're domesticated.
No, it doesn't make a difference. No, mashicha, pulling of an animal, acquires the animal. Says the Gemara, going back to Shmuel's law about riding, whether riding is considered pulling an animal. Tashma, come in here from another braisa about finding a lost object. Rebbe Lezer says, Rachuv Basadeh, if he's riding on the lost object in the field, he's riding on the animal that was lost in the field, he acquires it. Umanig Ba'ir, or if he's leading it in the city, he acquires it. So you see that riding alone is enough to acquire. No, Hachanami, when it said riding in the field acquires, is b'manig b'raglav. It's where he's propelling it with his feet. So he's making it move, and that's why he can acquire. Ihachi, if so, hainu manig. So it's the same thing as leading, if he's propelling with his feet. Yes, tre gavni manig. There are two types of leading. Ihachi, if that's the case, rachuv ba'ir my time alokana. If a guy is sitting on a lost object in a city and propelling it forward with his feet, so he's making it move. It's Mashiach. He should acquire it. Because it's not the way of people to ride in the city. Because people want to be more modest. They don't ride around on their animals in the city. What does that mean? If it's not the derech, it doesn't work. If a person sees a lost wallet on Shabbos and he picks it up, most people don't pick up wallets on Shabbos because it's muktzah. So you're going to say, Hachanamid lo kani, this guy doesn't acquire. Of course he does acquire. Elamai David David, whatever he did, but kani does acquire because it's an act of acquisition, lifting up a lost object. So Hachanami, see here too, if a guy's riding it in the city, my David Vikani, whatever he did, he acquired. Ella, so rather the Bryce is not even talking about lost objects. The Bryce is talking about Bemekachum Emkareskin. It's talking about a business deal. Somebody's buying an object. Dominantly, the guy selling the animal said, Kni Kaderech Shabnei Adam Konim. Acquire in the normal way that people acquire. So since he said acquire in the normal way that people acquire, since people normally don't ride animals in the city because that's arrogant, therefore, he doesn't acquire. But if that guy riding the animal was riding in the street, in the public domain, where there are lots of people, honey, then he does acquire, because that is the normal way to acquire by riding. It's the normal way to use an animal, to ride it in the street. And if he's a prominent person, also, honey, he would acquire by riding it, because it's not respectful for him to be leading an animal when he's a prominent person. And if it's a woman, Kanya, she also acquires by riding, because it's not normal for her to be leading an animal. She doesn't have the strength to lead the animal forward and not allow it to run away. V'inish zilahu, and if he's a very lowly person, also kani, he can acquire even by riding the animal in the city, because he doesn't care about self-respect, and he does things that aren't sanua. So he would be riding, it's normal for him to ride, and he was told when he bought the animal, it can be yours once you acquire it in the normal way. This is considered acquiring in the normal way.
This time, I'm sorry, the old Barochim Hamorim Ba'ir was not something like today we say.
Apparently not. Apparently not. It wasn't respectful.
So Rabbi, comparing that those days with today, now come two cars. Mm-hmm. So the guy who, the Ghanim was driving the, you know, driving.
Maybe. Maybe cars are. Maybe cars, yeah, could be cars are connected to this. Boy, Rabbi Lazar asked a question. If somebody's selling objects to his friend and he says, Meshoch behemazu, pull this animal, but you're not acquiring the animal. The animal is still my animal. But by pulling the animal, liknos kelim shaleha, you are acquiring all the objects that are on the animal. Is that considered an act of acquisition? Mahu, can you acquire the objects? Had you picked up the objects and pulled them, of course, that's the way to acquire them. But you didn't actually touch the objects. You pulled the camel, and the objects are all on the camel. So is that enough to be considered pulling the objects?
Yes, but the other guy pulled it.
And he did, he pulled the camel.
But you're allowed to pull for the benefit of somebody else. He's getting benefit, so
he can do it more. No, I want to. You're selling to me a bag full of, baseballs. It's on the back of a camel. So this is my camel. I took these baseballs from India to here on my camel. I want to keep my camel. But I know you're paying me for your baseballs. You're going to get the baseballs once you pick up the baseballs. But instead of doing that, pull my camel. So you're doing an act of acquisition on something else to work for that which is in its back. Does that work?
If you specify it. Yeah.
So the Gemara says, liknos, if the guy, first it talks about the language here. If he said to his friend, quote, Meshoch behemazu liknos kelim shaleha, pull this animal to acquire the objects on top of it. Of course it doesn't work. Did he tell him, acquire the objects? He just said, to acquire. Ella, so rather what it means is, Meshoch behemazu. No, he told him, pull this animal, Kni kelim shaleha. And in that way, you will acquire the objects on it. So, Mau, Mi mahanya meshicha de behemala, Knuya kelim olo. Does the act of pulling the animal work so that it's considered an act of pulling on the objects that are on top of the animal? Amarava, Sarava said, I amale kni behema ukni kelim. If he told him, pull the animal and you'll acquire the animal and the objects on it. So mi kani kelim, would he have acquired the objects? Would he have acquired the objects? He wouldn't have it, because really the act of pulling the camel is an act to acquire the camel. It's not anything on the objects. You're going to say, once he gets the camel, he gets the objects because the objects are in his courtyard? It's a courtyard that's walking. A courtyard that moves around doesn't acquire. You say, well, maybe he pulled the camel and then he stood the camel up. The law is anything that were it to be moving wouldn't acquire. When it's standing, it also doesn't acquire. The hilchasas al halacha is, if he would be pulling the camel and then getting the objects, it would be bikfusa. If he pulled the camel and then he tied up the camel. Once he ties up the camel that it can't move, then already it's a courtyard that's not moving. And then the objects in the courtyard that are not moving, he would acquire. Okay, so that case, he could acquire the objects. But what about our case? If the guy selling is telling him, you're not going to get the camel, but do the act of pulling on the camel, so that based on that you will acquire the objects that are on the camel. Does that work? We don't know. We never resolve that. Now going on to the issue of courtyards that move. Amru le Rav Papa of Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua le Rava. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said to Rava, Elameatav. This is a rule that a courtyard does not acquire for a person if it moves. So we have the following question. Hayamahalich besfina. If a guy is traveling in a boat, so it's his boat. V'kavtu dagim enaflu toch hasfina. And fish jump and fall into his boat. Hachanami dechatzim alechasi velokana. Are you going to tell me that since the boat is moving, it's a moving courtyard, and he does not acquire the fish? Amalei, so Rava said, no. Sfina meinach naicha. What a beautiful Gemara. A boat is really stationary. The courtyard is stuck in one place. What's underneath it is moving. The water is moving. But it is stuck where it is. So it is where it is. Underneath it, something else is moving it. So since something else is moving it, it, the chatzar, is not mahalechas. It's not like an animal. An animal has a mind. It's moving. It's moving itself. But here, these are two different things. There's the boat, and underneath it, there's water. Water is something different than the boat. The water has current, and the water is moving. But the boat is stationary. It's being moved by the water. So since the boat is stationary, it's a chatzar, it's a courtyard, which is stationary, and so my courtyard can acquire things from me. So if it's my boat, I can acquire a fish.
Sailboat? Motorboat?
The boat has an engine.
Boat doesn't have engines. Boats are moved by the water.
No, but then they have the
oars.
The rowers.
Right? The oars are apparently something separate from the boat.
If your wife's on the boat, you could chuck to get to her.
Very good. That's right. If it's her boat, it would work. That's right. So the Amar Leh, so Rava answered, Sfina Meinach Naicha, the boat is stationary. Mayahuda Kamamtila, water is moving the boat. So again, Amar Leh, Ravina Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, you who say that a moving courtyard doesn't acquire, Elameata, so a woman herself should be a moving courtyard. A woman who's walking in the public domain, Vizarak La Get Litocheka, and her husband throws a get into her lap. O the tochkalto into her basket that she has on her head. Hachadamid lo migarsha, we're going to say she wasn't divorced because the courtyard is moving. She didn't acquire the get. Amalei, so again Ravashi said to Ravina, kalta meinach naicha. The basket is really stationary. It's something else that's moving. She's moving. E de kamazga metute. She's moving underneath it. But the basket itself is considered stationary. So since the basket is considered stationary, it's considered that the get went into a chatzer she'ena mahalechas, a courtyard that's not moving, a courtyard that is stationary.
So Rabbi, if the get had fallen within her domain at the instant that she's taking her step, that would not qualify?
What domain? Just the four kamos of hers?
Yeah, four amos around her.
We'll see. There is a kinyan of four amos, but that would work midrabanan, but midoraisa wouldn't work. Midoraisa, it's not a courtyard.
They said two kings in the basket or lap. So
right.
The lap presumably should work, but it's moving.
You're saying the lap is moving, but apparently. Yeah. So we're talking about the basket.
This is the basket we're talking about, I guess?
Yeah, the basket's not moving. And I guess in the lap, it would have to go into her pocket. Because right. Then we can say that the pocket is not moving. But she is moving.
What's the Rabbi? You can acquire an object on Shabbos?
Yes, that's what the Gemara said. It's not, it was wrong, it was muktza, but he did the act of acquisition, lifting up the lost object.